all that. But thank you so much. I could talk to you all day, but I can't because I have councillor, Fianna Fáil councillor Dara Fitzpatrick on the line now, who's going to talk to us about his recent motions. Good morning, Dara. How are you?
Morning, Tara. I was listening with interest. I thought you were going to give me the winner of the World Cup.
And here's the bookmaker.
You didn't go that far.
Well, I knew you were coming up, Tara, so I knew you were
going to... Don't ask me.
I'll ask you off air. That's what I'll do. Dara, thanks so much for waiting there. Dara, looking at some of your first motions, one, you asked that the council repairs the water underpass across from Murphy's Lock in Ballyteague. How'd you get on there?
Yeah, look at... Just before I start, I have two motions on there, and there's two questions on there, or motions that I need to, that we follow up with meetings.
Yeah.
And Cyril Buggy has been the area engineer for the Maynooth area for a long period of time. And in fairness to Cyril, he's got a lot of work done throughout the ages. And as a councillor and as a local representative, I found him very good. And when you brought an issue to him, he generally got it resolved. And I just want to recognise his contribution. He's not moving out of Kildare County Council. He's moving up the ranks. He won't be the area engineer, but he'll be overseeing the Maynooth LEA. And I just want to wish the new area engineer, Ronan Tuff, all the best. Okay. In relation to this here about the underpass in Ballyteague, Ronan and myself are going out to have a look at what's wrong there, and hopefully with that meeting that will resolve the issue. Okay. And we'll move on from that.
Yeah.
Just moving quickly on then, I have another issue there around flooding around the GA in Derren Turn, and that it's a similar answer there. So the area engineer is going to meet me in Ballyteague and going to meet me in Derren Turn, and we're going to try find out what the issues are there and try resolve them.
Okay, well, so water being the theme today,
don't talk to me about it there.
So I did want to, because you asked when the works by Ishgairn will be completed between Kilmeag and the Hill of Allen, and if resurfacing will be done and when the works are complete. How did you get on there, Tara?
Well, look at the council have said that it's not a Kildare County Council issue, it's an Ishgairn issue.
Yeah.
And I think at this stage, I have tried to contact Ishgairn at this stage more times. I think I'd contact the Pope quicker than contact Ishgairn.
And I know we've had difficulty ourselves sometimes. Did you get any chat?
No, I got no update as such. But all I can tell you is from driving the road constantly, and you drive it constantly as well yourself, Tara, that we know that the works are nearing completion. And please God, at some stage soon, they will be completed. The one fear that I would have about that road is, if people can remember, I remember being on your show there at numerous occasions over years, trying to get the Kilmeag to Allen, to the top of the Hill of Allen, resurfaced. And we got that resurfaced, and then this new pipe overlay came in from Ishgairn, and they took it up. And I'm very concerned that as part of that contract, Ishgairn have to resurface the road. And I'm just concerned at the timescale around the resurfacing of the road at this stage. And I will be keeping up the pressure. I'd say I'll be driving a new area engineer on Tufts Mad, and I'll be using every avenue I can to ensure that that road is reinstated to the surface on it before the Ishgairn waterworks start.
Okay. Now, you would expect that should be the case, but obviously...
I have had my fill of Ishgairn, and I'm continuing to have my fill of Ishgairn. And to be quite honest with you, Tara, I'd rather take that conversation off air because I would actually be afraid at this stage as to what I might say on air about Ishgairn.
Well, listen, we might leave that one there. But I did notice your final motion was that you asked the council that they would meet with the new parish priest in Derren Turn with a view to identifying funding streams and uses for the parish hall.
Yeah.
That was, you know, and I have to say that's the first time I've seen a motion like that. Fill us in.
Look at the parish hall in Derren Turn. The parish hall is synonymous with Derren Turn for years and years and years. You probably know it yourself as you drive into Derren Turn. It's there on the left-hand side on the way into the village. It's not being used at the moment, and a new parish priest has come on. And I suppose I have to recognise Paul Fitzpatrick, the previous, a namesake of my own, the previous parish priest there, for his contribution to the parish over a long period of time. He has retired, and the new parish priest, and his name doesn't come to me at the moment, but he has started off with enthusiasm, and he contacted me and other councillors in the area with a view to seeing what could be done with the parish hall. And there was a great apathy and a great appreciation from all councillors at the meeting on Friday as to that something needed to be done with the hall in Derren Turn. and the debate will be opened up, and I look forward to bringing the parish priest in to meet the council to try identify funding streams that can bring that hall in Derrinturn back to a hub and back to something that the people in Derrinturn deserve, which is a community hall for themselves.
Okay, well look, that certainly makes sense, and do keep us updated on how that goes. But that was Fianna Fáil councillor for Clean Maynooth. That was Dara Fitzpatrick. Thanks so much.